From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday promoted improvising and improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness within the region. Tillerson participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh told Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed great potential. He was, however, very straightforward about the presence of Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated, allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Salman went on to say, "We reaffirm our support for the unity and stability of our brothers in Iraq," while Abadi voiced his approval of the thriving relations between the two brotherly countries. However, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, along with its coalition partner, captured 312 of parliament's 465 lower house seats in Sunday's snap election, assuring Prime Minister Shinzo Abe a supermajority and improving his prospects of becoming the country's longest-serving prime minister in post-war Japan. Meanwhile, Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He spoke to reporters a day after the general election that gave him his coalition a two-thirds supermajority. This is VOA News. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger. This is after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. In separate interviews on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said that they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against Islamic State in the West African country. Graham also discussed the need to push back against those responsible for the deaths and attacks.
We're going to follow the terrorists wherever they go. We're going to use whatever means we need to with partners to destroy them. And whatever time it takes, it takes. And most people are not ready for that, but I am.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Graham and McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, last week that the military is shifting its counterterrorism strategy to focus more on Africa. The defense chief said military leaders want to expand their ability to use force against suspected terrorists. A U.S. diplomat said Monday there are absolutely no issues with the Indonesian military chief's ability to travel to the United States. This is after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington, D.C. Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot Normantio was preparing to board a flight to the U.S. with his wife Saturday when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection denied him entry. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Aaron McKee apologized for the situation Monday and said after a meeting with the Indonesian foreign minister that the matter had been resolved. Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over. There's a declaration that came early or nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiances to the leader of the Islamic State group. President Rodrigo Duterte declared at that time that Marawi was liberated from the terrorist influence through military officials, said 20 to 30 armed militants did remain there. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Sunday. That Sunday evening attack also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials suspect that militant group Boko Haram is behind that violence. Boko Haram thus far has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.